Bedtime Bites presents The Enchanted Shoes of Willowbrook. In the quaint village of Willowbrook, where the trees whispered secrets and fireflies danced in the twilight, lived a curious young girl named Zara. She had wild, curly hair that bounced with every step and eyes that sparkled like stars. Zara loved nothing more than exploring the enchanted forest that bordered her home, always on the lookout for magical adventures. One crisp autumn morning, as golden leaves twirled to the ground, Zara's grandmother called her over. With a twinkle in her eye, she presented Zara with a gift, a pair of beautifully crafted shoes, unlike any Zara had ever seen. "These, my dear," said grandmother, her voice soft as a feather, "are the enchanted shoes of Willowbrook. They have been in our family for generations, waiting for the right person to wear them." Zara gasped in delight as she slipped them on. They fit perfectly, as if made just for her. The shoes were a deep forest green with delicate silver leaves embroidered along the sides. As soon as Zara took her first step, she felt a warm tingle travel from her toes all the way up to her head. "Remember," grandmother added with a knowing smile, "these shoes will take you on incredible journeys, but only if your heart is kind and your intentions are pure." Eager to test out her new footwear, Zara skipped into the forest. As she walked, she noticed something peculiar. With each step, tiny flowers bloomed in her footprints. Giggling with joy, Zara twirled and danced, leaving a trail of colorful petals behind her. Deeper into the woods she ventured, until she came upon a clearing she had never seen before. In the center stood an ancient oak tree, its branches reaching towards the sky like gnarled fingers. At its base sat a small, wrinkled gnome, looking terribly glum. "Hello there," Zara called out cheerfully. "Why do you look so sad?" The gnome sighed heavily. "I've lost my magic acorn," he explained. "Without it, I can't help the forest prepare for winter." Zara's heart went out to the little gnome. "Don't worry," she said. "I'll help you find it." As soon as she spoke those words, her enchanted shoes began to glow softly. They gently tugged her forward, guiding her through the underbrush. Zara followed their lead, trusting in the magic. Soon, she found herself at the edge of a babbling brook. There, caught between two rocks, was a golden acorn, shimmering in the sunlight. Zara carefully retrieved it and hurried back to the gnome. His eyes lit up when he saw the acorn. "Oh, thank you, kind child," he exclaimed. "As a reward for your help, I'll show you a secret of the forest." The gnome tapped his staff on the ground three times, and suddenly the clearing transformed. Flowers of every color imaginable burst into bloom, and butterflies with wings like stained glass fluttered about. Zara twirled in wonder, her enchanted shoes leaving a trail of starlight with each step. As the day wore on, Zara's shoes led her to more adventures. She helped a family of squirrels find their winter store of nuts, guided a lost fawn back to its mother, and even untangled a spider's web that had been torn by the wind. With each act of kindness, Zara felt the magic in her shoes grow stronger. The forest seemed to come alive around her, whispering its gratitude in the rustle of leaves and the song of birds. As the sun began to set, painting the sky in shades of pink and orange, Zara knew it was time to head home. Her shoes guided her back through the woods, leaving a trail of twinkling lights in her wake. When she emerged from the forest, Zara was surprised to find her grandmother waiting for her with a warm smile. "I see you've discovered the true magic of the shoes," grandmother said, her eyes twinkling. Zara nodded excitedly, recounting her adventures. As she spoke, she realized